Multiple micronutrient powders, also called MNPs, are tasteless and can be sprinkled on any homemade food, making it easily digestible even for babies. It provides vital vitamins and minerals that children need for growth. Because of their iron content, they play a critical role in preventing iron deficiency anemia, IDA. Kanika Ball is the managing director at Results for Development Institute. She describes the focus of their study.
Our report looked in particular at micronutrient powders and called for dramatic global scale-up of micronutrient powders, which can achieve improved nutritional status of tens of millions of children worldwide.
Ball explained how iron deficiency anemia can contribute to lifelong adverse effects.
On average, infants with iron deficiency anemia score up to one-third lower on mental development tests than infants with better iron status. Put this in context over a child's lifetime, iron deficiency anemia in childhood is associated with a 4% decrease in hourly earnings later in life.
Ball emphasized that the small 1-gram sachet of vitamins and minerals cost only 3 cents per serving, and it instantly boosts the child's intake of vitamins and minerals. But she said globally, intervention has been slow. Only a fraction of the 34 million children who need MNPs receive them. She said the Results for Development Institute recommends the international community mobilize a target of a minimum of $200 million annually to scale up distribution of the nutrient powders.
$200 million is equivalent to less than 3% of the global funding provided for HIV/AIDS control in 2011. Second, we recommend that countries themselves focus with the international community on scaling.
Ball said they are encouraged by what they are seeing in African countries.
My team was in Kenya last summer, where it was reported that 69% of children are anemic. But here, the national government has worked closely together with civil society and with local industry to develop a comprehensive national scale-up plan for these powders. And this approach, working across sectors, is something our report highly recommends.
Zambia is another country that is looking at scaling up the use of MNPs.
In Zambia, the country made incredibly impressive strides in delivering vitamin A supplements and deworming treatments, reaching 90% of children. We believe leveraging the infrastructure that has been so successful in health and the political will that resulted in such strides in health can equally transform the picture of nutrition for children in African countries like Zambia.
She says a major point of the matter is that all mothers, no matter where they live, want the same thing for their children.
They want their children to be healthy, smart, and in some instances, we've been told, tall. So the message is micronutrient powders will allow your children to have the brightest possible future, one in which they are successful, they're healthy, and they're productive members of society, is one of the most powerful messages around micronutrient powders available.
Less than 5% of those children worldwide needing MNPs are actually receiving them. But Ball said there is hope on the horizon. It is a matter of countries worldwide making the simple yet effective micronutrient powders a priority in the development of their children. I'm Kim Lewis, reporting from Washington.